Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Team's all back together, fresh, rested, and ready to have a good time today on the show, including the two biggies that are going to be popping today, Fast Five and Katie Crush. Fast Five, all week, we've got tickets to go see the delightful Hilary Duff at Red Rocks. And then for Katie Crush, pair of tickets to see Sarah McLachlan at Red Rocks as well. She's still around?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's still alive. I had no idea.
Still helping those puppies.
Sarah McLachlan. And then, yeah, side note, when it comes to Fast Five today at 7:30, you're going to have to explain to me what the hell happened yesterday. Because the amount of messages that came in to me from very mad people about what you guys did, I need some explanation.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some very angry people yesterday.
Except, well, one happy winner.
One happy person.
You're right.
Yeah. It makes sense.
So you guys screwed
checks
something
out.
Up.
Yep.
So we'll dive into that a little later today on the show. Good God, I can go another 6 months without hearing any country music.
Oh, really?
Just got back from the cowboy road trip that I went on, and a lot of country in the parts that I was at.
Oh,
a lot of country
okay.
music, so I'm a little tapped out, but Ella Langley, you're still pretty.
Okay, you've had your fill, you're saying.
Oh, my God. No more Eric Church, no more
Brooks
and
Dunn. Oh, wait, no, that sounds crazy.
No, Katie, I'm fully saturated. I am topped off. You know, like when you're putting gas in your vehicle and it clicks off?
Yeah.
That's what I'm like with country music. I've officially clicked off.
That neon moon needs to set, is what you're saying.
Lord help me.
Bye-bye.
It's Jeremy, it's Katie, it's Josh, it's Denver's Mix 100, live and local at a Lone Tree. If you guys want to see what's going on in the studios, we haven't had that live feed running for a few days with all of us, so you can go check that out at Mix 1, or on YouTube, search Mix 100 Denver, all brought to you by our good friends at Safeway. Speaking of getting back into town and everything, isn't it the worst when you get back in town and you go and you open up your fridge and there's like nothing to eat?
Oh.
And you're like, damn it, we just spent thousands of dollars on a vacation and now I gotta go to like Costco.
Yeah, yeah.
And throw that on the credit card. And I'm like, oh, this stings.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It really does.
Making that like one of the first things you have to do when you get home is go to the grocery store.
It just makes you feel like you're bleeding money, right? Like,
oh, Katie,
I just spent so much money.
You
have to spend more money.
I don't even want to tell you what our credit card bill is this month. It's horrendous.
Yeah.
But it's got, you know, the vacation on it.
That's it.
And then you come back and you got to go buy everything. Although I will say, as we were driving home, I actually let Knick Knack drive for a couple hours on the way back. And as she was driving, I sat on the Safeway app in the middle of Wyoming and did a grocery order.
So smart.
And said, hey, you know, I need to pick this up at like 6 o'clock tonight. And sure enough, we rolled in and I zipped up to Safeway because they did all the shopping for me. And I snagged all the groceries and then I went back to the house, which was kind of nice.
That was really smart thinking on your part.
I know. And, you know, as I was doing it, I was like, you know, for as much as we curse the internet and apps and how much we're on our phone, I was like, this is pretty rad.
Okay.
I'm grocery shopping right now in the middle of Wyoming.
Oh, look at you giving the internet their flowers.
I know.
Some positives.
I even hopped on and I was like turning down my air conditioning at the house. I was like, it's going to be nice and cool when we get home.
Yeah.
I ran the sprinklers real quick. I'm such a dork.
Yeah, right.
But we still had to go to like Sam's and I was like, man, this is brutal. The only other bad thing, too, was, you know, when we left, whatever it's been, 12 days ago, 11 days, we had left a bowl of broccoli in the fridge.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And that, it was steamed broccoli when we left, and it was soup.
Uh-huh.
Soup broccoli when we got home.
Yeah.
And you opened up that fridge and was
and
like,
it's all
whoa.
You smell. Yeah, I will raise you one and tell you I left a can of open beans in my fridge and
came
back to
it. Oh, why would you do that?
Because I opened it and wanted to add it to something at the last minute. I was like,
no,
I'm good. I don't need it. So I put it in a little plastic container in my fridge and I was like, I'll throw that in something later.
Thank you.
Totally forgot about it. 9 days later, came back and I opened my fridge.
What kind of bean?
Almost, it was a cannelli bean.
Ah, the old cannelli bean.
Cannelli bean. Oh, it's pungent. I tell you what.
I can smell it now.
Smell.
And it's funny, too, like when you take all that out of your fridge and then you like dump it in your trash or whatever, how much your house stinks for like the next 45 minutes. Too.
Oh, I walked it out to the trash. Absolutely. All the way out in the parking lot. I was like, we're making the trek. Yeah.
Oh, it stinks.
It's not happening.
The only other good thing that happened, I got to give kudos to my parents because Day before we came back, I was thinking, man, we're going to get back late and I'm getting the grocery shopping and I got to mow before the HOA dings us. We were sitting there and my cameras kept going off at the house. And I was like, why do they keep going off? And I hopped on and looked, and there's my mom and my dad rolling up in my dad's truck, unloading a lawnmower and their weed whacker and the blower. And they mowed my lawn for me.
That's nice.
I was like, what are you doing? She's like, well, we just know you're going to be tired when you get back, and we're just going to take care of the lawn for you. Isn't that awesome?
I don't think any parents would do that.
I owe them big
you
time.
You really do.
Yeah. I really do. It was really cool of them. So I didn't even have to mow.
Move.
I know. My parents are better than your parents.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Katie, I'm sorry. Actually. I'm sure you loved your dad as well. May he rest.
I did. Yeah. It's
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say
it's
that.
It's okay. Oh.
I'm sorry that I said my parents are better than your parents.
I know.
I'm sure if your dad was around, he'd mow your lawn too.
He would. Oh, he absolutely would.
Hillary Duff at Red Rocks. I saw a couple videos of her singing at her little concerts.
I think she looks so good.
She looks really good.
A lot of side boob.
Her little star dress that she's wearing, I just love it.
She was wearing a dress?
Yes. Oh. Yes, but she also has some casual looks I saw her performing.
Really?
In like a t-shirt and baggy jeans and stuff.
Everything I saw was side boob.
Yeah.
Well, side boob for days.
There's that too, because side boob sells, Jer.
I'm a fan of the side boob.
It's very sexy. It really is. I understand
why you
like
it. Including on myself.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
You know, you have to work at it. So I see why. It's a good look.
Yeah.
That fold over.
Yeah, love me a good fold over.
Like an envelope.
I hide things under there. That's where I put my chapstick.
Yeah.
And my pepper spray when I go running.
All warm.
Yeah.
Nice and warm.
You put a cheese stick under there and warm it up.
Yeah.
Nice and toasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Hashtag side boob. What else could you put under there? It's got me thinking now.
Let me tell you.
Like if you want your hands free while you're walking your dog, you can
put your phone. You put your phone there.
The keys,
you can
that's
put a
good.
Little doggy bag in there if you know to pick up your dog's little runner.
Or I was thinking like a doggy bag, like if you leave a restaurant and you got some extra chicken tendies and you want to keep them warm.
Your spare ribs.
Right under
that's
spare
where
change.
They go. All of it.
Some wet wipes.
Believe me, the ladies know you can put things in there.
A diaper if you have a baby.
It stores many things.
The possibilities are endless.
Depending on the size of your envelope, you can put all kinds of stuff in there.
Let's fire up the text line. You guys can comment. What would you put underneath your side boob? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If we get some good ones, I'll read them on the air.
Yeah, I want Starburst in there.
Starburst.
Nice and
warm and juicy.
Yeah, they're so good warm.
Yeah. What would you put in underneath your side boob? 303-691-1649. Shoot, that just might become our 8 o'clock topic today. I don't know. Funny. We'll see how things go.
I'm so glad you're back, sir.
What is this?
So funny.
So good. Chick-fil-A packets, little sauce packets so under
good
there.
Good call.
The options are endless.
Yeah. If you're traveling and you wear a retainer, you can keep it up underneath.
Okay. Can't check that carry-on. Hey!
Oh, for God's sake.
You look so funny going through the TSA scanner. What is underneath you?
Everything.
Well, sir.
My luggage, actually.
Is that an air tag?
It's my carry-on.
The deodorant. All right, text us, 303-691-1649. What would you put under your side boob? All right, it's time for a little sports action really quick. I got this story about the MLB holding the home run derby last night. I don't know who this Jordan Walker of the Cardinals is, but he came out on top. Anyway, there's a story about some of the longest home runs in history from these home run derbies, like 3 out of the top 7 or whatever. They all came out of Denver, Colorado. Here.
Well,
yeah, in 2021.
They say that thin air really lets you whack those balls a little bit harder.
They go.
Yeah.
They go.
I'm not a huge sports guy, but I definitely get sucked into the home run derbies. And then, like, when the NBA does the dunk competitions.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
Those are so fun to watch.
The All-Star festivities are always so much fun. They really are. They do it up big.
All right. Special shout out to Stacy, who said frozen burrito under her side boob.
Ew, that's cold.
Josh, what else you got for sports?
All right. Well, yes. Is the FIFA World Cup still going? It is. Ugh. And it's only going for one more week. It actually ends this Sunday. And a lot of Americans don't really care anymore simply because they were knocked out in the round of 32. I know. And the hype kind of ends around that, and I understand that. But FIFA is doing something kind of odd. They are selling grass that is going to be used in the finale. Which is a little funny because people are already up in arms about how expensive the tickets were. And it's one of those things that, yes, they can just make money on anything. So they're going to sell the grass, and it's going $450 per square inch.
How about that?
That they're selling.
Per square inch.
Tuck a little of that under your side boob.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
It's yucky. I don't like that.
That's yucky. So how do you buy this grass?
You just got to go online after the game. And
buygrass.com?
That's exact. Yes, buygrass. How'd you know that?
Is it really?
No, it's just FIFA's website, Jared.
Oh.
It's on FIFA's website.
Dumb.
After the finale on Sunday, you can go and get yourself a little square inch of that grass that has been walked on by some of the world's best soccer players.
Like nicegrass.com.
I know.
Kiss my grass.
Right. Give me some of that grass.com.
Yeah. Squeeze my grass.
Yeah.
Any of that.
I don't know.
Way better.
It's FIFA.com. I'm sorry.
And one final shout out to Kenny, who says, I'd put a picture of Jeremy's side boob under my side boob.
Inception.
Ooh, I like that one.
Oh, you guys are making us laugh. It is definitely good to be back having some fun on a Tuesday morning. Yeah, let's get you up to speed on everything that's floating around this goofy planet. I don't know. I'm a little late to the party on this. Sam Neill passed away, veteran actor.
No.
78 years old. I mean, the most well-known for Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
I really didn't know anything else that he did. Maybe The Hunt for Red October, which, again, is you got to get in the Wayback Machine.
But that's a massive role, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, like, iconic, right?
Yeah.
Passed away in Sydney, Australia, surrounded by family. I guess he had been struggling with lymphoma for a while.
Yeah, but he made that post that he beat it and wanted to make new movies.
Yeah. So anyway, 78 years old. It was all over the gram yesterday, so if you've been living under a rock, now you know. Samuel's sadly no longer with us. He was just in that commercial, too, in last year's Super Bowl for Xfinity, I think.
Okay.
Where they brought him back to, like, look like he was in Jurassic Park. Remember?
I remember.
And everything went down.
Yes.
But they had Xfinity, so they were able to get the park back up.
Yes, because they had a lot of the same scenes in that with the Velociraptors and stuff. Okay.
So that's some sad news out of Hollywood. Here's some happy news for somebody who owns Iron Man's first comic book. It was his first appearance in a comic book. The original artwork sold for $3.8 million at Heritage Auctions.
I know both of it. Like, they always tell you to hang on to that stuff because you never know what it's going to be worth. But so much of the stuff is not worth anything.
So much
and
is garbage,
then
right?
Randomly, one thing that no one would have called, no one would have seen coming, worth $3.2 million.
I always wanted to experience going up into like a grandparent's attic or something and having an old chest up there.
Yeah.
You open it up, you blow all the dust off it. And inside is like all these pristine copies of comic books.
Yeah.
Or Playboys.
Either one of those.
Either one.
But you know you're going to open it up and there's going to be Beanie Babies and Tamagotchis. And so you're like, we did it wrong.
Right. Or old clothes from
wrong.
The 40s.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be. But nope. No comic books or old Playboys for this guy. I'll tell you that much. Grandpa was an Iron Man, if you know what I mean.
I'm
going to be up cleaning the attic, honey.
Gramps.
Don't bother me for 45 minutes.
Yeah, right. You wish, Gramps.
10 minutes and he's back.
So there's a new tax possibly coming to concerts and event tickets. Some Denver City Council members are discussing a possible ballot measure that would add between 5% and 15% to event tickets. The revenue would reportedly be used to pay for safer streets and transit improvements.
Okay.
So why does that matter? A 15% tax could easily add $30 to $200 a ticket before other fees, depending on the price of your ticket.
They're already so expensive.
Already. Are you serious?
You make them more by adding taxes?
Why would you add this to it? Hopefully this dies. Dyson committee. But yeah, that's a hearty chunk of change.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, hard enough to go to concerts.
It really is. I know, and that's the thing. They'll get us some other way, but don't tax the concert tickets. Yeah. That's just shocking. It's too shocking.
Don't tax our Hillary Duff tickets.
No, don't do it.
Jeez Louise. What else is going on locally?
Okay, so we do have a Artemis II crew. They're going to be coming to Red Rocks to speak and talk to people about what
neat.
They did. Really neat. And it's just $1 a ticket. So on August 3rd, they're going to be out in Morrison, and they'll talk about the highlights from the mission, as well as a question and answer period. And they're going to have a little STEM fair beforehand.
I saw that.
So that just looks
great
so
for all
neat.
The science kids.
Yes, exactly. And it's really to celebrate the Rocky Mountain region's contribution to their big Artemis II trip. So tickets going on sale this Friday at noon. But you and I both were talking about this, Jeremy. Josh, I'm sure you would love
I would
to
love
go
to. Yeah.
This looks like so much fun. I would love to go see it. And it's on the baby Nana's birthday.
Hey, look at that.
I know,
she's
yes.
a bit of a space case.
She is. Hey.
They said that they're going to have
she's
like
out of this world, actually.
Never before seen pictures and videos and stuff, too, that they took while up in the capsule. So that's kind of a fun way to sell this event. So
yeah,
if you want to
like
see new space stuff.
This little tour thing that they're doing, talking
I think
in
I'm gonna
a
go.
Bunch of different... I think I really want to.
I think I'm
going
to dress in full astronaut attire as well and walk like I'm on the moon the whole time.
They're going to love that. No, this is like going to see Santa dressed as Santa. What could go wrong? They're going to love that.
Yeah, full
you
helmet and everything.
Yeah, get it on Amazon now. Don't wait on that.
So I'm going to do.
Wait. Okay, you know what you can do this week? You should get on this right now. You can go feel like a kid at Elidge Gardens. So you can do that all the time, no matter your age. But right now, this week, you'll pay kid admission.
Nuh-uh.
40% off, so you'll get in for around $40 this week. A great deal and the perfect week for this because it is blazing hot out there. So go hang out near some water and, again, saving some money with Elidge Gardens. So I like that. Go feel like a kid.
Yeah.
And then one more. Denver's Mile High status, it is set in stone again. The new location of Denver's Mile High marker at the state capitol is now on the 17th step.
It's, I was gonna say, it's on one of the steps. I know that.
Yeah.
So what was it on?
We have changed it 3 times already. This is the fourth time it has changed. So
why?
It went from the 15th step to the 18th step to the 13th step from measurements taken in like 1909, 1969, and 2003. So the reason he keeps changing is because technology gets better. So that's what they're saying. Is
I thought
we
maybe
get,
the earth is fluctuating.
That's what I
it's
thought
breathing.
Too immediately. I was just like, wow, that's a lot of movement for the Mile High marker. But they say that it's because of the technology and how they're getting a real, like, actual reading, an accurate reading that they've never had before. The funny part is right now, the new spot on the 17th step is marked by a very official stroke of a Sharpie.
Some guys
I know.
There, right.
Yeah, because
right
the original,
here.
They wanted to make sure it was all planned and ready to install by Colorado Day on August 1st because it's our 150th birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to wait until next year to do it because it took a little longer for them to actually get the measurement. But now we know it is on the 17th.
Yes!
Step. We'll have that celebration next year sometime, but I just think it's hilarious. It has moved so much.
I've never actually gone out and seen that little marker, so I guess once they get it set, maybe we can get out there and get a picture or something.
Oh, that'll be nice. A little picture with the
17th
step.
Oh, that means I got to go downtown. So.
No, we'll do it. It's happening.
Never mind. I changed my mind.
There you go. Well, there's your Mile High hype regardless, Jer.
There you go, guys. You're up to date this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100. Looking at the forecast for today, 95 again in Denver. And then the rest of the week, 93, 92, 92, 95, Sunday, 97.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh,
was that
Lord.
Sunday?
Oh,
what?
Lord, no. We're melting. great time to go to the pool, though. I'll tell you that much. Get to a pool and cool off like I did yesterday. I took my daughter and one of her friends yesterday afternoon over to the pool. And you know it's going to be bad when you roll into the rec center and there's 2 school buses parked out front. I was going, crap. Oh, no. That means it's going to be packed full of children. And indeed it was. Easily 4,000 to 7,000 kids in this pool. And you know how I am with public pools, right? I don't go in them.
You don't like
no,
them
you
at
hate
all.
Them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hate public pools because they're disgusting, especially when they're full of children. We were at this pool for about 20 minutes before one of the lifeguards had to blow the whistle and everybody out.
out!
Oh, that's
everybody out!
That's never good.
There was a poop situation.
Oh.
One of the children pooped in the pool. Luckily, it was not my children. But yeah, there was a couple turds floating in the pool there. And now the bad thing about this pool that we were at is there's a main swimming area, and then just adjacent to it, connected to the main swimming area, is kind of like a an exercise river, I'll say. So it's like a loop that you can walk in against the current to get exercise, and it's strong. Well, apparently the turds had floated into the the current section and basically disintegrated into a bazillion pieces in there because of the water pressure. And the lifeguard just walked around to everybody. She looked at me. She's like, I don't know when we're going to get this back open. I really don't know.
We have a brown river situation. She can't open this.
She just rolled her eyes. She's like, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Those poor lifeguards. Man.